This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's swing our way into Christmas, shall we, please? Let's have a good time on the DJV program. We're always aiming to bring you a good time. Sometimes there are serious conversations that we got to have so that you understand what we're thinking and you can identify with thinking, thoughts, whatever. Thinking is a good thing. Your brain is your most valuable tool, and I hope that you are using it, focusing on it, making it bigger and better, no matter what your age. Education is a fabulous thing. I find it very exciting to learn new things, experience great new, well, experiences speak for themselves in terms of education, but whatever is necessary to avoid your brain going dark is probably a good thing. At least that's the way I look at it. Let's keep our brains active. And here to help you do that, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, as we have begun winter, Christmas right around the corner, but yet there still are things that need our attention that may not be so Christmassy. Jennifer, you have a good ear. Do you have a...
Well, this is kind of a look back, actually, because the Associated Press, who I guess probably one of the top news reporting organizations in the world, not just in our country, they've come out with their list of the top 10 stories for the year, for 2018. This was voted by U.S. editors and news directors in a poll first conducted way back in 1936. So, and by the way, in 1936, the editors said that it was the abdication of Britain's King Edward that was actually the top story of the year in 1936. Mm-hmm. I think things have changed a little bit. So I thought it would be fun to see if any of you could guess what the top news story, or at least the top one of the top 10 news stories of the year is.
Anything to do with Trump. Trump.
One of them is Trump-related, the Russia probe. I'll give you that one. That's number two on the list, the Trump-Russia probe. Victoria, any guesses?
I think, well, Jamal Khashoggi was a really big story for 2018.
Number 10.
But I also think, though, that women who got elected in the midterms, like the female wave or whatever they're calling it, I think that was probably a pretty big story, too.
They did mention specifically the women, the female wave in the midterms. They did mention, though, the midterm elections for sure, right. For sure, broadly. That's number five on the list. Kara, any guesses so far? You guys are pretty good here.
I'm going to go more pop culture. I'm going to go World Cup, Olympics, Black Panther, one or all.
Wah, wah.
No, none of them. Really, that's so boring to me because to me, those are the things that are really interesting and impact actual people, not like
all right. Khashoggi. So here's the list. And this is, again, Associated Press voted by U.S.
That's a good point. I don't want to gloss over that. Hold on a second, Jennifer. I don't want to gloss over what Kara just said. What she said is, oh, so true. There are people. And we kind of have, we cater on this program to all sizes, shapes, and colors, if you will. So there's some of that, and that's why it's so important, excuse me, for Jennifer to be representing a particular point of view, Victoria, a particular point of view, Kara. And it isn't just, it's all across the board. Age things. We were just talking recently about credit cards, and I said to Victoria, because there's something floating around regarding credit card usage and what we're paying
fewer
for interest.
Fewer people using cash and people,
fewer people
more
using
so,
cash.
Yeah.
And I said, my reflection on it is that, in essence, I feel like I'm paying twice. Get the credit card out, and I use the credit card a lot. I probably charge thousands of dollars a month on a couple of credit cards. But at the end of the month when I pay the bill, I feel like I'm paying it over again. And so that's why I use cash if I have it, if I can. And then Victoria proceeded in a nice, sweet way to tell me that that's the old fogey point of view.
No. I said that's, you said you feel like you're getting charged twice. And I said, well, that's because you understand. You're of the generation that understands how credit
interest.
Works.
Yeah, right.
That's why I was giving you props.
All right, thank you. All right, Jen, back to the aforementioned top 10 items from the year.
I agree that there can be pop culture items definitely on people's list of what's most important or impactful for the year, because pop culture is impacted by pop culture, right? But this is from Associated Press, so these stories definitely are a little more newsy, but here we go. So number 10, the Khashoggi killing. Very good, Victoria. Number 9, climate change. Number 8, the California wildfires.
One
that was huge that we didn't even talk about, the Kavanaugh hearings. That was number 7. Yeah. Immigration was number 6, another big topic. The midterms, number 5. Mass shootings, including Pittsburgh. I'm sure the borderline shooting in there as well. That's number 4. Me too. I was thinking you guys would say that one. Number 3 on the list. Hmm. The Trump-Russia probe, number 2. And one that almost seems, I hate to say it, seems so long ago that we probably didn't even think about it, but the Parkland school shooting was number 1 on the list. That happened on Valentine's Day of 2018.
Yeah. You know, that doesn't even, to me, that feels like a 2017
event.
I know.
And
year.
So does the Me Too thing. Like, I guess it's crazy that it was only this year, Valentine's Day.
All right, let me expand, if you will, on a couple of those. Speaking of the Me Too movement, Harvey Weinstein in the news today, the atrocious trial goes forward. Judge, there's so much dust in here. I'm sorry, I keep coughing, but there's dust everywhere. Good God. Anyway, this judge refusing to dismiss the 5 felony charges against this bum, accused of raping a woman in a hotel room in 2013, performing sex acts on another woman, 2006. His attorney argued the case was irreparably tainted by police misconduct. What? Not to speak of his misconduct, huh? Police misconduct.
It's laughable that he thought he was going to get this thrown out. It was just a joke.
It's a joke. The whole thing is a joke. All right, another name, and this kind of puts two things together, Jennifer, that you were just talking about. The climate change discussion and the people who won, the new faces, if you will, the new female faces, the election of this past November. And I'm not sure quite what to do with this yet. This young woman, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, who replaced, who did she replace? Somebody in New York that had been there for a long time.
Joe Crowley.
Crowley, okay. So I'm not sure how to treat this or how to treat my feelings. Every time I turn around, I see her face and her name. It's like she's the new darling of whether it's the news media. Now, the pump up this week is her plan to fight climate change.
I thought it was her plan for self-care. That was the thing that she got hammered for on Twitter. She said, before I even start, I need to have a week of self-care, and I need to have face masks, and I need to go away to the woods. And look, everybody needs a week off. I mean, I'm going to take one. We all need weeks off. I get it. But it's just really funny because she's of the age where she wants to tell everybody about it on social media.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe she's just already overcooking her. I mean, I'm looking at stuff that she's writing and thinking. She's very intelligent. For lack of a better way of describing her, she's attractive, smart, all of that stuff. And it's the kind of thinking that we need in Congress. But give it a rest. Maybe it's not her. It's the news media.
She's the new target of Fox News in New York.
Is she already?
Oh, 100%. She is their new favorite target. And so that's why we're hearing about her a lot. And the other thing is, she's 28, and a lot of younger people are excited to have someone who is that active on social media. Look, we deal with all of Trump's tweets. I don't know what the problem is that she's on social media, too. You know, I don't get it.
Maybe it's that she's not seasoned, and she ought to have a little time to be seasoned. Is that
a
fair?
I think what it is that she comes off, how do I put
this? I'm with you, I think. I know what you're going to say. She's a little smart.
It is because she's younger. It's because she's younger, and it's because she seems like a kid that you would, or maybe a YouTube sensation. I won't even say a kid. Seems like someone who's a YouTube sensation is now being thrust into the halls of Congress. Now, I know that Trump's a reality star and he's there, but because he's a little older and he's a businessman, there's a little more behind
it. Was that fair?
The reason that Fox has targeted her and conservative media outlets have targeted her is that she's been caught several times in interviews where she looks like a deer in the headlights, where someone said, well, explain that policy, or how is the math behind that? And she's frozen. And so it's become funny. They've made funny bits about it, and they've poked fun at her like a lot of people do to Republicans for other reasons. But because she looks like she's kind of, you know, stuck, she gets made fun of a lot. I honestly think it's that she's young and fresh, and she just doesn't have the seasoning that you're looking for from other representatives.
But you know, she made a really good point, because she's also been criticized for her clothing. So she either didn't... She's been criticized because she had a nice coat. Like, literally, that's 100% a reporter. Because she... Because
no one would worry about a nice coat.
Right. Yeah, because she claimed that, you know, that she's from the Bronx, and so she's apparently not allowed to have one nice coat. We didn't even see the label. We don't even know where the coat is from, but the press ran with that. And the other thing that she made a really good point, she said, Paul Ryan also got elected at 28, and everyone gave him the benefit of the doubt because he was a man. And there is a lot of truth to that.
Yeah,
no one ripped him apart for his clothing.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Everyone said, you know what, hey, this young, fresh guy with, you know, bright ideas, let's give him a chance. Well, they're not giving her the same chance. And that's where the double standard is. And if she was a guy, I don't think we'd even be talking about
that
it right
now. That maybe is a good point. All right, good food for thought. Good conversation. 17 after on the DJV show.
What a year. Your home improvement to-do list still isn't to done. But hey, at least you still have time to get the Ford vehicle you've always wanted. Just get to the final days of our holiday sales event. Stop by your local Ford dealer today. It's where you'll find our best offers of the season on Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. So, see you sometime between now and January 2nd. Ford, built for the holidays. And now, for a limited time, you can bring home a new F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months, only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment, is available on 18 model year F-150, excludes Raptor. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stocked by 1-2-19. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and complete details.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
All right, quickie quiz. Poinsettia, traditional Christmas flower, came from what country? Canada, China, Mexico, Spain. Right answer, please.
China,
Spain.
Two wrong answers so far.
Canada.
All three. The right answer is Mexico. Thank
really?
You, Jennifer. The flower of the holy night, brought to America by Joel Poinsett in 1829.
I thought everything was made in China.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see and the purple giant at the stop.
All right. More of the charting holiday songs in the history of the Hot 100 from Billboard. Billboard's got a lot of promotion out of this program over the past month or so. And most people do. Do you think most people know what Billboard magazine is even?
Ladies, sure, Billboard charts, absolutely. Not necessarily the magazine, because that's like a trade thing, but yeah, the Billboard charts, that's what everybody goes by.
As a reference point, yes, right. All right, so anyway, a couple of more tunes from the list. This was number one, December 26th, 1960, Brenda Lee, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. I think I pointed out that she was 16 when this was recorded. Matter of fact, I think I took a shot at Bill Clinton playing the sax, right? I remember that, so I don't want to overdo this. Let's go. Here's the number, let's see, 15 song, the week before Christmas, 2018. That's last year. Oh, no, that's this year, 2018. Already I'm talking about like it was last year. Bobby Helms, Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chiming, jingle bell time.
Looks like we got that recording from the under the barrel there.
He's coming to us live from under the ocean. It's so pretty exciting.
Play the next one, because I want to acknowledge this. I don't think we've played this at all this season so far. Roy Orbison. You like this, Pretty Paper? You like this at Christmas
time? I don't know this.
Yeah,
Pretty
really?
Paper is very unknown. Yeah, I've never heard this. And I like my favorite sad song, I've been really cranking it out in the car, is Hard Candy Christmas by Dolly Parton.
Really?
You ever listen to that one? I don't know that one either.
I think I've only heard the Trisha Yearwood version of it.
Oh, you got to listen to Dolly Parton, Hard Candy.
So if you haven't heard this one, then I know you're not going to know the next one. Go to 1970, Kara, and Engelbert Humperdinck's Winter World of Love.
You
got that?
I'm not prepared for that one.
All right, okay.
Are you a suicidal for Christmas? Like, what are we doing?
I know, right?
All right, let's get 26 past the hour. DJ V-Time, Jen, Victoria, Kara, Doug have Ronnie Millsap actually in our musical sights now. Ronnie Millsap, blind country singer, 76 years old, wonderfully smooth voice, releasing a brand new album of duets Country Hall of Famer. Going to spend plenty of time in the new year on the road. His hits include Any Day Now, Stranger in My House, No Getting Over Me. He's going to start the tour called the 76 for 76 Tour with a January 16th birthday show at the Ryman Auditorium. That'll have some surprise guests, you can be sure of that. People love this guy. His new album is called Duets Country Collection. Many of his best-known tunes features a country music's who singing with him, like George Strait, Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, Casey Musgraves, Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Little Big Town, ZZ Top's Billy Gibbons, and Jesse Key, who's a newcomer. Of special note, collaborations with the late Leon Russell and the final recorded performance by the late Troy Gentry of the duo Montgomery Gentry. When you have a singer like Casey Musgraves inside, There's No Getting Over Me, or Luke Bryan bringing his whole heart to Stranger in My House, let alone a good friend like Willie doing a brand new song, or Dolly asking if she can write a verse to Smoky Mountain Rain to make it ours, well, that's all you can ever hope for. That's what Ronnie Millsap said, so good for him. Get tickets for the first group of shows on sale right now. And the Duets album will be released January the 18th. I like him. You can tell that by the way I'm talking about him. I think he's very cool.
He's got a lot of famous friends, that's for sure.
But he's just, people like him. He's just a really, and he's good. He's got a great voice. Crank it up, Karen, will you, for a second? 28 after the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's Automotive News headlines. I'm Nick Miles. It has arrived. The Rolls-Royce of SUVs is here. The new Cullinan, named for the biggest diamond ever discovered. This is the first SUV from the company. We drove it off-road on a mountain in Wyoming without any problems. Even when it started snowing, the Cullinan handled the tundra like a champ. In the rear, the Cullinan has pop-out seating with a table so you can drink champagne from the onboard refrigerator while watching the sunset. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. No palm trees, Florida sunshine, or ocean breezes for President Trump this Christmas, as he will be staying in Washington, D.C., working during the partial government shutdown. The president refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build a border wall. Here's the president in a recorded White House message.
Drugs are pouring in, human trafficking, so many different problems, including gangs like MS-13. We don't want them in the United States. We don't want them in our country. The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security with a wall.
Democrat Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor.
We arrived at this moment because President Trump has been on a destructive two-week temper tantrum, demanding the American taxpayer pony up for an expensive and ineffective border wall.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Big things happening in the world as usual. The world goes round and round, even though it's Christmas time. I'm Doug Steffen, 34 after the hour with the DJV show. Jennifer Horn's here. Joria Keeler. Keeler.
Keeler.
Keebler.
Yeah,
I was thinking Keebler.
I'm a Keebler Joria. Elf. Yes.
Keebler. Yes, right.
We should bring some cookies. Yeah,
sure. Right, exactly.
What's wrong with you? The worst elf ever.
Victoria, earn your keep then.
Some all right, so cookies. Why don't we talk about something from a new study that there's an educational group that's been studying the effects of certain things in public schools. And one of the things that they've been studying is the effects of school uniforms. And a lot of public schools, mm-hmm. between the years of 2000 and 2014, that's where this study has been conducted. That's where the data's from. The percentage of public schools requiring uniforms jumped from 12% up to 20%, and then it was up 21% by 2016. More primary schools than middle schools require uniforms by about 5% increase. And so it turns out that proponents believe that uniforms in public schools help a range of things. They help prevent gang violence. They reduce economic and social barriers between students. They help create a sense of belonging, and they bolster attendance. One of the other things that they found is that schools that have uniforms have a higher graduation rate. And so it's kind of an interesting thing that this has been, depending on what state you live in, this has been a debate for as long as I've been alive. Should uniforms be worn in public school? And so some people who are against public school uniforms, they actually say that it violates free expression, it's a band-aid on school violence, doesn't really do anything, and it can also be a financial burden on parents who are already paying taxes and then they have to buy the uniforms for the kids. But some of the research actually showed a study of 6 Ohio schools found that school uniforms, graduation rates went up 11%. That's a huge increase, and attendance went up 3.5%. In Long Beach, California, that district became the first in the nation to require uniforms for public schools in 1994, and they immediately saw a drop in the first year of assaults, fights, firearm possessions, and other offenses. So the case for school uniforms is kind of making itself, and we may start to see more of this roll out from to different states that currently don't have it.
All right, so it's a specious argument to say it costs money because you got to buy clothes for your students anyway. When I was in Peru a couple of weeks ago, one of the things that I noted, and I hadn't mentioned this on the air until you just triggered this thought in my mind, Victoria, thank you, is that every school student, elementary, middle school, wears a uniform. Every student in every school in Peru is required to wear a uniform. And you know where the youngsters go to school by the uniforms that they're wearing. I've never seen as many youngsters playing in the streets. You know, we used to have a thing here in America where we'd go next door, we'd play, you go out the street, you kick the ball around, you just play. After school, you'd go play, and the mother would call at 6 o'clock or 6:30, hey, it's time for dinner, come on back home. And that's what I felt when I watched these youngsters in some of the streets, the alleys in Peru, having a great time. They didn't know what they didn't have. They knew there were boys and girls, maybe 7, 8, 9, 10 years of age, kicking the soccer ball around up and down the street. It just was it was interesting and refreshing to see what was going on in another country. That's why travel is so wonderfully broadening, because you can see how other people live. Changes your approach, I think, or attitude sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yep. To what goes on in our own world. And speaking of that, long as we are in the Christmas season, I thought I would share with you something that I learned about Peruvian Christmases. The tradition, though, for what they do in Peru actually started in Spain, because mostly there are the Incas and the Spanish sort of share the history, the culture, but the Incas have been there a lot longer than the Spanish have, but the Spanish, as usual, came in, killed everybody that didn't want to be Catholic, and so they wiped out half the population, and that's how their way of life grabbed hold, if you will, back 400 or 500 years ago. But anyway, in Latin America, and most noted by the Peruvian, what they call Noche Buena. Is my pronouncing it right? I think I am. Noche Buena. Large family feasts. They roast a pig, they roast turkeys, they eat llama, and they eat guinea pigs. That's that's the big thing down there.
Yeah,
so
llama.
I was eating. I had lots of pasta.
Llama.
A lot of spaghetti when I was there. They have
spaghetti.
Dishes like rice. They grow a lot of rice there. Apples are all over the place, so there's lots of applesauce, salads, that sort of thing. And something called petatoni. I don't know. I was told it's sort of a pasta dish, but it isn't anything. They create it by grilling pork chops with black beans and some kind of a pasta. I don't know. It's like a pancake. But anyway, there are a lot of other things that they eat. They eat a lot. Peruvians eat all the time. They're eating and eating and eating. I didn't enjoy the food there. It's kind of like when I went to China. I didn't like the food there either. I ate a lot of stuff that wasn't on the normal bill of fare. But the reason I bring it up is because their holiday in Peru is focused pretty much on eating. It's eat, eat, and eat some more. And they are very creative with the things that they have and they grow there, the things that are native to Peru. A lot of quinoa. They grow tons. And I think that's where quinoa started, as a matter of fact. Everything down there is quinoa.
It makes sense. It's an Incan word, though. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But at least it doesn't have llama in it, so there's that.
No,
I mean, I'm sure you could probably make a special blend, but.
Yeah, probably. So that's a little Christmas story about what goes on in other places in the world. I've been looking at pictures of stars taken at Christmas time over the years. There's a picture floating around of Mariah Carey back in 1990 with Santa Claus. Mm. And the outfit she had on.
Not much.
Well, that's skinny Mariah, probably, right?
Well, wasn't that when she was also just wearing that black, stretchy black Lycra dress?
Yeah, well, she was wearing she had a short halter and jeans on in this picture.
I just remember when she first came out, she was doing Vision of Love, and she would always wear the same outfit. It was like a black, stretchy Lycra dress. And one of my friends, you actually know her, Doug, she used to work at CRN with me. She used to be Tommy Mottola's secretary, and so she became friends with Mariah Carey and went to her house. And she said she went into Mariah Carey's closet, and there were like 35 of those same black dresses. She
just
had like one item of clothing, but she had like 50 of them so that she could wear them to different events.
Make sure that it was consistent. Here's a picture of the Backstreet Boys back from the 1990s. I know you're a big fan. Well, I think Jennifer's the only one here who's a big fan of the Backstreet Boys, isn't she?
Backstreet's back.
Yep.
Yeah, they all are in Santa outfits. The Spice Girls, it really is very cute. There's just some cute things in here. And then there's some, really, Will Smith as a kid with Marilyn Manson. Ugh, I know there's nothing but Christmas that's of any value there. All right, so I'm dumping on my own bit. Thank you. 43 past the hour here on the DJV program.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Hurry into the Dodge Big Finish event. That's the new holiday greeting in Santa's workshop, and now he's even upgrading his ride. Like Charger, America's only four-door muscle car. Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Durango, the most technologically advanced, fuel-efficient, and powerful V8 in its class. Santa wants his sleigh to really fly.
Ho, ho, go!
Hurry in for great deals at the Dodge Big Finish event. Based on 2019 Ward's Mid-Sized Utility Vehicle segment, available V8 based on Ward's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. A recent study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that people who cut back on added sugar, refined grains, and highly processed foods, and ate plenty of whole foods, lost significant weight over the course of a year.
Whole foods are in their natural state, so fresh or frozen fruits and vegetables, whole grains.
And according to Mayo Clinic's Dr. Donald Hensrud, they typically have only a fraction of the calories found in processed food.
Sometimes we think that volume equals calories. There's the same amount of calories in 1 1/3 sticks of butter, a small amount of food, as there is in 10 or 11 heads of lettuce or 35 cups of green beans. So when you look at that food, it seems more food, but vegetables and fruits have a lot less calories. And so if we can stick to a plan that limits our calorie intake indirectly by focusing on real foods, that can be effective.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Many people don't receive a steady paycheck, so instead of having a bank account, they often go to a check cashing place. Then they buy prepaid cards so they can make purchases or pay bills online. Not only can that be inconvenient, but high fees are often charged. Now, according to PayPal's John Coons, there's a solution.
With the new PayPal Cash Card, you can put money into your PayPal account and then use it to pay bills or make purchases online or at any stores where MasterCard is accepted. You can also withdraw cash from ATMs, including 25,000 that are free nationwide. It's free to sign up, and there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Also, it's easy to add money to your account through direct deposit by cashing a check using the PayPal app or adding cash at 85,000 retail locations. So now, unbanked consumers can access the digital economy in an affordable, convenient, and secure way.
To learn more, visit paypal.com/getthecard. I'm Bob Debo for the Consumer Radio Network.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
46 at the hour now on the DJV program. Okay, some gifts for those of you who are pulling it out of your butt. The last little bit of time that you have, things that will be good for anybody and everybody. Socks and underwear. How many people want socks or underwear for Christmas? Raise your hands.
I do not. And I also think it's weird unless you love the person you're getting the socks and underwear for. That's a tough one.
Socks really? I think socks are fine. I got socks for my brother-in-law. I do love him. But underwear is like, that's a little too much.
All right. How about kitchen tools? Is that a good idea?
That one year because he hated all my kitchen stuff, so he bought me everything.
I actually asked for that, too, because I hate all my roommate's kitchen stuff. So.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Paying bills for somebody that you like. Is that a good Christmas present?
It's a great idea. Who wants to start with the money?
Excuse me. Volunteering care for babysitting for your in-laws.
Ugh. No.
No?
Wait, babysitting your in-laws or
babysitting... No, babysitting the children of your
My mom's
in-laws.
Doing that. My mom's actually giving that service to my my cousin who just had a baby.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think photos of... I've always liked getting pictures... Mm-hmm. And giving pictures, photos, frames, things that are cool. My sister, for my birthday, gave me a wonderful picture of my grandson. It just is very sweet. I think that kind of stuff. And it's not expensive. As are hobby supplies. You get hobby supplies. We go to, what's that hobby cave? What's the hobby? Hobby Lobby? Is that
Hobby Lobby or hobby? Michaels? Yeah.
Michaels. Right. Yeah, exactly. What? Yes or no for that?
Depends on the person, right?
Yeah.
Somebody's into crafting.
Well, did you buy any
stuff?
Hobby stuff for anybody this year, Victoria?
No. I don't have any hobbyists in my world.
Really?
No.
I bought a lot of slime kits for all the kids in my life because they love
popular
slime.
This year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about paying for somebody that you care about's house to be cleaned? Is that a good idea?
Is that insulting?
Present?
That's insulting.
Is it?
Someone was like, I'm going to get you a maid. I'm be like, all right.
Like, all think right. of it this way, Doug. If Jen and Karen and I pooled our money and sent a whole cleaning crew to your house, would you
I'd
take that as...
I know. No, I'd love it.
You would love it.
A guy.
But
yeah.
I think, we'd be sending you a message there.
And wow. The guy, a he's a guy, so he wouldn't
I'm
get it.
I'm the first to admit
that's true. He
that my house, especially with Daisy in it, there's hair everywhere. And it needs to be vacuumed up with regularity. And I have a vacuum cleaner that hasn't come out of the box yet.
Further proof that guys have no shame. Like, with women, we would take
Well,
that
I have
as,
a
like,
cleaner who comes to the house. But
how
I've
often,
never,
though?
It depends on how much stuff
Once
there is
every
around.
2 years.
Yeah, I know, right?
Every 3 weeks, 2-3 weeks. Have somebody come in. Anyway, I just thought it was... I find some of those things... To be cool. How about giving somebody some money, a gift of money? Is that something that's kosher?
Yeah, that's good for me. Go ahead.
And that's what Lewis's whole family does. Everybody just gives each other money. I don't really
that's
see the
I
point because then you just kind of zero out.
You pass it around.
Yeah.
Well,
gift cards are kind of like that. Gift cards are money except with like a tiny bit of thought behind them.
Maybe a little bit. So anyway, and then I've also said there are things that are intangible like the gift of praise. Consideration, gratitude, that sort of thing. Merry Christmas from the DJV show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Talk. Wait a minute, that name has been taken already. All right, let's come up with something else for Nick Miles. How about calling him Our Auto Expert, because that's what he is, and that's his website, Our Auto Expert. Damn it, Nick, who was it that took that name Car Talk? Who do we see about that?
Two old guys on a radio show somewhere.
Right, exactly. All right, so I want to talk to you about a couple of things. I want to know if you were at that unveiling this past week in Hawthorne, California, for the new Elon Musk new system of transport. Plus, I want to talk about the safest car models. You must have seen that list this week. And Lincoln bringing back the suicide door. I've got personal first-hand experience with one of those babies in just a matter of moments. Nick Miles, our auto expert, is here. Buying a new car can be stressful, but thankfully, some of the heavy lifting has been done already for you. Andy Solomon will be happy to explain.
With the amount of information available, simply researching a new car is a part-time job. To help shoppers narrow down their options, Kelley Blue Book announced their 2019 Best Buy Awards. Mike Amuzio, a managing editor for Kelley Blue Book.
With hundreds of options to choose from, it's hard to identify what vehicles earn top marks in pricing, ownership costs, expert evaluations, and consumer opinion. The Best Buy Awards were designed to help consumers shop with confidence by providing clear guidance on which outstanding, value-focused vehicles will delight everyday car shoppers.
Kelley Blue Book's team of experts spent a year evaluating every new vehicle available to award the Best Buy for each automotive class.
Our newest award, Best New Model, covers new or redesigned vehicles and is awarded to the 2019 Volvo XC40 for its top-tier value, technical innovation, and Volvo's fresh approach not only to design, but also the ownership experience.
For more info, visit KBB.com.
All right, so let's get to it. Nick Miles from Our Auto Expert, the Elon Musk extravaganza this week. Were you there?
I was not. Elon and I don't see eye to eye on many things, so he doesn't invite me to his
doesn't
party.
Invite you? Oh, okay, yeah.
No.
You don't like his Tesla?
However, yeah, well, I think his Tesla's brilliant, and I think his engineering is brilliant. I just think his whole production is flawed, and when you promise people something, I think you need to deliver. Plus, not making a car that you lose money on every time you make one, so that's our disagreement.
Okay.
But his new system in Hawthorne is basically a system of tunnels, not only to beat traffic. And he's just showed a demonstration of a $10 million one, but it's supposed to help people get around traffic. At the same time, think about putting all the utilities and all those type of things in these tunnels, the water, the electricity, everything in these tunnels, so it doesn't have to run along the street. It can be easily maintenance. They can get to it. And I have to tell you, I think out of all of the things that he's done, SpaceX and the Tesla car company, the solar power, this is the most brilliant. It really does solve a lot of problems, and I think it's a great idea. The biggest question is cost and engineering. Is he going to run into problems with this if he really tries to pull it forward and make it happen?
Yeah. He has all of his money came from PayPal. He created PayPal with another guy, and when he sold it out, got billions of dollars, and that's how he uses it.
The problem with PayPal is the same thing with Elon is it was horrible until somebody else bought it, and then I think eBay bought it and made it really good. So hopefully someone will buy Tesla and make it brilliant.
All right, there we go. We've got our licks in on Elon Musk. The safest car models have been announced. No American cars anywhere to be found. Right?
You noticed that too, eh? Yeah.
Yes, I did notice that.
It's an interesting list. I mean, I don't object to any of the cars on the list, but it reads basically like a who's who of Asia when you read down the list.
Yeah.
There are a few Germans spattered in there at the bottom in the SUV category, but really it's hi Asia, why didn't you just win everything?
Uh-huh.
And that's what they really
right.
did. They're Hyundais, Kias, Subarus, you know, the list goes on, Toyotas. There's some great cars there. The other thing I really noticed is that the SUVs tend all to be luxury. There's only an occasional spat in the Mazda CX-5, I think.
I didn't see any Rovers in there.
Yeah, I don't see anything like that. I don't see any trucks in there either, although trucks are kind of a different category. It's the only category of vehicle that doesn't have to meet a bunch of safety standards.
Safety stuff, yeah.
Although I think trucks are very safe because they're
all right. Yeah, they are.
On the road.
Absolutely. Okay, so Lincoln's bring you back the suicide doors. When I was a kid, my father had a 1965 Lincoln Continental convertible with a suicide door. It was the coolest car. Now they're going to bring them back. The big cars are going to have a big... What's the story?
Let's call them coach doors. It makes me feel a little bit better. I think it looks brilliant. It's a brilliant idea by Lincoln. Unfortunately, the price I think I've heard is $100,000.
Whoa!
So that rules you and I out, Ray.
Yeah,
so,
probably.
Great looking car.
Merry Christmas, Nick Mott.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.